Mark's Race, we are back. Today's show brought to you by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GoGUIDA.com. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Before we get back to the phones here, and I see that we have Herb in Northeast Philly. Jack, we need Herb to be at the broadcast on Thursday to give a hype speech.
We do?
To the Phillies.
Baseball's a sport, you know that.
Right.
Right. You got the tightest strike zone.
Got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
He was a consultant with Major League Baseball as an umpire, he claims. So yeah, but we need a, because he's done the hype speech before.
But it's also worked out not in our favor.
Well, it was terrible.
He tanked the Sixers season.
But prior to the Eagles season at the fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
Oh, 4-0
yeah,
right. Start. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they run the ball. They throw the ball.
He gave a hype speech. So we need one for the Phillies playoffs. He can do that on Thursday.
All right.
Whose hype speeches, like, do you think work better for the teams? Chuck's or Herb's?
I think Chuck's will.
Yeah. Chuck seems better at that, yeah.
Well, we'll find out. We'll do a test case like the Pepsi Challenge. All right. Are you? What do you think about the game? I know it's only Tuesday, but
yeah.
I've seen the Cardinals play a bunch this year just because I watch Red Zone. They're not very good, especially without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, and look, I think Kyler Murray is the ultimate wild card in a way where I don't think Kyler is that good. But then you saw what he did against the Raiders, where he can single-handedly take over a game. I mean, the Eagles are better than anybody the Cardinals have played. The Eagles are better than the Cardinals. I think coming into the year, you could have debated the quarterback situation, but right now, Jalen is playing better than Kyler is. They're better at almost every level of the field. I think they have a better head coach. So they're the better team. The question is this a trap game? You know, traveling cross country, the team's kind of banged up, all those things. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance. But, you know, when you ask about why the Jacksonville win was impressive, it's because this team showed, you know, they're going to fight, right? Like they're not a team that they're going to lose games. But to say it's a trap game, I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to win the game.
Yeah, I'm worried about the game Sunday. Yeah.
Because of the Cardinals or just because of the spot?
Yeah, the spot. You know, I'm not necessarily worried about the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. But when I hear a stat that we haven't won out there since 2001, there's something to that. You know, it's like Indy.
And Jalen is lost out there.
Yeah, it's like Indy going down to Jacksonville. They can't beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville. No matter who's the quarterback, no matter how good Indy is, you go down to that team.
You lose.
So I don't know what that is going out to Arizona. I didn't realize it had been that long since we had won out there. So that concerns me a little bit, as well as the injuries. Here's the thing. I don't expect the team to go 17-0, so I'm not going to cry if they lose a game or what have you. It's not the end of the world. They're banged up a little bit right now, and if a couple of these guys need to sit out a week so that they can be at full strength when the Cowboys come Sunday night, I would understand that also. And the Eagles are now the hunted, so they are the big game for everyone when they're on the schedule. And I could see that Cardinal crowd being in a frenzy because they feel like, you know what? We normally play the Eagles well in our building, so this will be a good weekend for us. And if they can get all – I could see an ugly game from the standpoint of somehow we walk away from this game. Like, how do we lose this game?
I just don't know.
And still not feel bad about the Eagles. Like, the Eagles aren't going 17-0. They're going to lose a game somewhere, and it's probably going to be somewhere to a team that we don't expect them to lose to. That's usually how it happens.
I'm just not sure if the Cardinals have the talent to really take advantage of it. I agree with everything you're saying, but – you know, you look at the receivers. The receivers are only okay. Marquise Brown's a deep threat guy, but he's not, like, in my opinion, you know, a dynamic number one. Zach Ertz is having a decent year this year, but they know Zach Ertz, and I think the linebackers can cover him. So I agree with everything you're saying, Ike. I just don't know if the Cardinals are good enough to take advantage of the situation. I think the talent discrepancy is so big that even when you factor in all the things you factor in, the Eagles still end up on top.
Well, here's how you do it. You turn the ball over and you allow them to hang around into the fourth quarter. And that's where, like you said with Murray, at some point, Murray just says, I'm going to do it by myself because we're not winning with me trying to drop back in the pocket.
I just watched the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the NFL. Yep. I don't even need a bunch of numbers. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, there is no rhyme or reason. Sometimes a team just wins that day and the other team wasn't at their best.
Well, here's two ways it could happen, too. I mean, one is the Eagles' third down offense has been bad the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to look at things that the team needs to improve on, they're 4-0, all the, like, whatever, if you want to look at things where if in a month we're saying, well, wow, why are they now only, you know, 5-6 or whatever, right?
Right.
I think the third down offense the last 2 weeks has not been good after being good the first 2 weeks. And the other thing is the special teams might be really bad, like especially with Jake Elliott hurt. The kicker's a question. The punter's a question. The kick returner's a question. The punt returner's a question. No, the blocking's
the
a question.
The punter isn't good. I've seen enough of Aaron Sipos to know that he's just not good.
Right. So special teams is how you lose a game like that, right? Like yeah. It's, you know, a missed field goal, a punt return gives the Cardinals some life, a fumbled punt. So those are two areas I think that despite the 4-0 start, third down offense and special teams, where those are things they have to improve if they're going to win in the playoffs.
Mm. All right, let's go to the phones. We have a couple heavy hitters on deck here, including OG Wade checking in on this Tuesday. What's up, OG Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, Wade?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Just a better word.
What up, man? I know you're loving life right now, man. No one's happier than OG Wade is 1 month into the season.
At all. And to your point on that third down conversion thing, this is why I hate numbers, is that when you're winning big late in games, you're not really trying to convert. You know what I'm saying? You're really trying to run clock and – so they're not going to take no chances on third down when you're up 20 points in the game.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that. But I mean, what do you mean they're not trying to convert? I get your point about like
– I didn't say not trying. I'm saying you're not going to take unnecessary chances to put the ball in the air.
You're
going to
be more conservative in your play
exactly.
calling. Okay.
So you want to get a handoff. So you willing to – put that ball and move on. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think there's some truth to that, but they're at like 30% over the last two games. So it's not like just in the second half they've been bad. It's overall they've not been good.
The other thing is we talked about the Duke's nickname yesterday. Mm-hmm. First of all, for the people that wasn't on board with the Duke, you don't get a chance to give him a nickname.
That's right.
Not unless you like him or you see he's the guy. No, you got to be on the boat before that happens.
Yep.
Then you can get in on nicknaming and all that other stuff. And Elliot,
yeah.
On your show, the Go Birds podcast thing.
Yep, every Saturday, 1-3.
You basically described what the Duke was. You said, calm, cool, collective. You never see him rattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And I told y'all, guy, he's different. This guy is not like any other quarterback that I've seen.
Ever?
Now. You know what I mean?
Ever.
I told you he was a hybrid quarterback. He's basically those guys that you see that he likes. He's basically a part of Peyton family's. That's a family friend there. So they got a connection there. So that's why he called him the share. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the Duke. You know. So I don't want to.
Did you see? Did you see the hoodie he was wearing last night? Wade?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
God bless whoever is hating on me is what the hoodie said. Did you provide him with that? Is that another motto you have or no?
We're going to keep that on the low low. You know? But anyway, listen, but I'm enjoying it, and I told y'all again, the city is going to be lit because of the Eagles and because of the Duke. We're lit right now.
What
and
about
I'm
the Phillies, Wade?
I'm happy with them. I mean, they lost me a lot of money, so it took me a little bit to celebrate with them. But I am happy. Anytime you get to the playoffs and that's a special thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's just root for him, man. You know
all right,
what I mean?
Wade.
All right. I'm waiting on my Duke T-shirt, OG. I'm waiting on the T-shirt.
Already. I'm bringing it down to y'all Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, he's got to make Duke T-shirts.
Right,
oh,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should be on the float with Jalen at this point.
There's nobody riding higher than OG Wade right now.
It'll be throwback T-shirts in 2 months.
Oh. And we will be at Chickies and Pete's on Thursday for a special Phillies Return of Red October pep rally. It's an all-day broadcast live from Chickies, 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. We have a limited edition Return of Red October T-shirts, compliments of our friends at Budweiser. So come on down, hang out, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can find more details on our Facebook page under events. Will you be down there on Thursday, Elliot?
I'll stop by. I mean, the Eagles practice, but yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. You guys will be
there. It's not about the Eagles this week.
Well, unfortunately for my schedule, it is still about the Eagles on Thursday. But yeah, no, I definitely want to come by. It's going to be a good time. I got to get one of those T-shirts too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Me too.
It's free T-shirt time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mad Mike. Is Mad Mike happy about the Phillies being in the playoffs?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Sources close to Mad Mike suggest that it doesn't really count because they're the third wild card.
Oh, here we go.
And we didn't talk to him yesterday, did we?
We did not.
Yeah, we weren't even looking to talk to him.
He's conveniently
missing. Well, we never talked to him a day after an Eagles win. He doesn't want to be a part of the joy.
Right, yeah.
Mad Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I ran out to Modell's to get my third wild card T-shirt from for the Phils. I'm real excited about it. Congratulations for falling backwards in the playoffs.
They still could be the second, though. They're only a game behind the Padres, Mike.
That's right.
Whatever. Bunch of nerds.
So, Mike, how come you just can't be happy that there's going to be playoff baseball? They could even win a series.
That's right.
Why can't you enjoy that?
Because baseball's stupid. Anyway.
So then why does it matter what wild card they get?
It just called to say, hey, Ike, how about that play, that fantasy football bucket?
Yes.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
In the Marks and Reese League?
Yep.
I not only beat him, I kicked his butt all over the place. I didn't even think his team showed up on Sunday.
I'm scuffling a little bit right now. Listen, I'm scrambling, man. I don't know. Players aren't showing up when they're supposed to show up. And then I got players showing up on my bench that I don't expect to show up. So, like,
man, Cooper Kupp didn't show up, you'd have looked real bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but listen, but all that's a part of the game, right? And so if Derek Carr had showed up, I would have won the game, right?
No, you wouldn't have. You weren't even close.
Well, who's got a better record
out
of the year?
You won by 10
Probably
points.
Mike.
I won by like 16 points, Ike.
I'm looking at the scores, 120 to 110.
Man, you like to embellish
how 10 points
in
this game.
I'm looking at the score right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was looking real pathetic for you before Cooper.
All right, so Mike.
Called in, didn't even know the score.
Mike, in things that people really care about, we want to know your thoughts on the 4-0 Eagles.
Wait. If I'm going to be really honest here, guys, I have nothing else. All my points are stupid and invalid at this point. I just, like, all I got is kicking Ike's butt in fantasy.
So you're
admitting. Well, at least he's honest. At least he's being honest.
I got nothing. I'm just, like, this is the only reason I can call in. Otherwise, I'm going to take a
Are you enjoying the season? We know that your takes are off and wrong, as are my. By the way, Mike, I was the one screaming and yelling for Russell Wilson, who looks terrible. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Like, I wanted Kyler Murray instead of Jalen Hurts. I wanted to trade Maxie for a loser James Harden. Like, my takes have been terrible of recent.
If I'm going to be really honest with you, I just sit there and I'm like, OG Wade is right about this, and I just got to sit here and take it. So it really makes me even madder. Like, I get angrier as the games go on.
All right.
It's all right, but at least I'm glad you called up because you can't. And we love you, bro. Even though you're the hater.
You think I'm gonna run?
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's all.
And still be obnoxious. No.
Yes, that's what I
want
from you. Yes, that's what we want from you, brother.
Yeah. No, I'm here for you. I'll be obnoxious. So I'll go down swinging. I don't care.
There you go.
All right. You sound defeated today, Mike.
Well, come on. It's been a little rough, and I got Rhea making fun of me on the like. It's all been rough, guys.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Well, that's what happened. Appreciate the call, Mike. That's what happens when you want to be popular. So if you call this station as frequently as you do, which we all love that
become
you do.
Basically part of the show.
Yeah, and you're the one guy that's constantly negative about the team in every aspect. Every Eagles fan is going to know you. Like, people that I run into on a golf course or wherever, it's like, dude, that Mad Mike, man. I can't stand that Mad Mike guy. 100%. Who is that guy? Like, yeah, that's so like, you're known from everybody. So when the team does well, those very listeners who are enjoying the success, they want to hear from you.
Right.
Because you got some crow to eat. And if we let you on during the tough times to needle Eagles fans, even though they don't want to hear you or what have you, you got to show up when it's good times. You got to show up when it's good times. It can't be just a one-way street that you call when you want to, when it benefits you, when the team isn't doing well. But when they're doing well, you don't want to eat a little crow.
Yeah.
The unfortunate truth is, for Mad Mike, there'll be bad times coming.
Right? Sure there will be. Yes,
he'll be able to come back out.
Yes, in sports. You know how it works. That's why we have to enjoy it right now.
That's why it's the best time in the last 20 years.
Yes.
Right. That's why, yeah. I mean, remember, we did the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day before the playoff game because we knew if we wait till after the playoff game, we're not going to be doing Howie Roseman Appreciation Day.
Man, little do people know, when I put him on that Mount Rushmore, I might have been conservative putting him number 4.
Hey.
Well, I did like the tweet, and I agree with you.
Listen, he's one of the I got to get something right.
I called shrapnel from that, too.
Yeah, I think everyone that agreed with it did, yeah.
All right, back to the phones in a second, but first, let's talk to Ike.
Red. Hey, the new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. This Thursday is some serious offensive power. horsepower going. I was going to say firepower. It's horsepower. It's the reason why it's horsepower. Because Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts, they travel to Denver to take on Russell Wilson and the new-look Broncos. Now, pregame coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Denver. Yeah, you say you're not an Amazon Prime member, huh? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Colts and the Broncos, only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watchTNF for details.
All right, let's go to Corey in Columbus, Ohio. What's up, Corey? How are you?
What's up, Elliot? Johnny Mark, I agree.
What up, man?
What's up, C?
Corey.
Hey, man, listen, I don't know. Like sometimes, Johnny Mark, man, I feel like, I mean, I know you guys want to be, like, you know, not over, you know, hype, but come on, man. I was more afraid of losing to the Jags than I am the Cardinals, man. Like, yeah. Ain't nobody afraid of Kyler Murray. That dude playing video games when he's supposed to be studying. We ain't afraid of that.
No, right now I would take the Eagles minus, and I would lay the
and
points.
I think the Cardinals, like, they missing their top three guys. Like, I think Hollywood Brown got, like, a foot injury. And you know, the PED user, he out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the returner, mm-hmm. Moore, he out. I think he got like a hamstring injury. So I'm not worried about them. But this is the thing about Favre yesterday, okay. where I kind of disagree with, where he came out. He's like, this team hasn't won. They haven't won together, but like we have like a lot of guys that like has, you know, playoff, you know, like AJ Brown, he went to the AFC Championship game. You know,
Kelsey, Cox, Lane, Samalu,
Johnson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've had playoff history. Slay, James mm-hmm. Bradbury. You know, they all have.
Well,
like,
Slay didn't get into the playoffs until last year.
You said what?
Slay didn't get into the playoffs the last year, right?
Well, no, he'd been in Detroit. Remember when they
just didn't win a playoff game? Yeah.
Oh, was he part of that team? I didn't even realize he was on that team.
I thought last year was the first time he'd been in the playoffs. I could be wrong about that, but
okay. He's been in the league since like 2012. He got drafted the same year as Ertz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the last thing I want to say is earlier in the show you guys were talking about like Jack, you know, being like, you know, the Phillies man. I will say this. Elliot and Jack, they the most influential people in Philly when it comes to sports, man. Like people listen to them, people what? Hear they got to say. They give them their back, you know.
You're talking about on social. Like, you're talking about on social media,
yeah,
right?
Jack, cut that audio. Like,
even the Marks and Reese shows overall, because I remember when Johnny Marks when you was killing Jalen, they didn't even care about the camera. They was like, nah, I want the guy on the next show. I want him to eat crow. Mm-hmm. They wanted to come after.
Was that that? Was that got to do with Jack? That means well, I'm influential. If they want me to eat crow.
When it comes to the Phillies, we listen to Jack.
All right.
Jack is our man. But real quick, Ike.
Yes.
Real quick. I don't know. You know, we're going into the weekend. I don't know if you want to, you know, put a little beverage bet on the line. You know who we got.
You want me to be You want me to be a sacrificial lamb for the Buckeyes this weekend?
What's the line, Corey? What's the number? What's this point spread?
26.
Oh Lord, 26. That's it.
Yeah, you know, it could be us.
Well, let me tell you. Well, hold
take
on.
Take plus 26.
Oh, no. Give me 30. Give me 30, and it's a bet.
I got you 30 points.
All right, 30 points for a sandwich. Got you.
Yep, whatever.
I like it.
Y'all have a good week, man. Phillies. We gotta get the Mets. Like Chuck said, we gotta get the Mets. Knock them off.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, see.
All right, Corey, thanks for the kind words.
Do you want why don't you guys just do the show? Ike and I'll leave.
Yeah, it was kind of an insult. You two
well, numbnuts realized
no,
that,
right?
He's talking
right?
about Twitter.
No, I didn't hear you two correct anything.
No, I would never, but he's talking about social.
No, that was awesome, but Jack, yeah, save that audio.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, 100%. No doubt about that. Well, I mean,
well,
these
you two
are
can go ahead and be the most influential. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
No, I mean, how can you do the whole plus 30 thing? That's such a cop-out. Like, they're not going to lose by 30.
Plus 30. Take it or leave it.
Obviously, I can see
the 11th team in the country at one point.
Yeah,
this year.
What are they called now? Preseason rankings.
They're
yes.
not ranked.
They're not ranked now?
No, yes. No.
Yeah, it's called preseason rankings.
No.
Plus 30. I'll take it.
Take it. There you go.
Yeah.
A few things before we get out of here with Elliot, as we have a couple more minutes. The defense in general mm-hmm. has been fantastic, absolutely great. I mean, is this the best defense that you can remember the Eagles having since?
I mean, the Super Bowl defense was pretty good in 2017. I think they ended up third that year in points allowed. And that pass rush, I mean, they were really good that year. I know the pass rush has played
better.
What
happened in the Super Bowl, though?
Well, yeah, the Super Bowl itself, they did not play well. But they only allowed, what, I think 20 points combined the first two games, something like that. So,
the quarterbacks matter.
No, for sure. I mean, look, I'm saying he said the best defense since, and I think it's the Super Bowl defense. Now, which defense is better and has more talent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brandon Graham said himself that he thought this team was better, right? He was talking about the cornerbacks.
But that's also wide receiver. Like, I mean.
But if you look at the defense, I mean, they're better at corner this year, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Safety, they're not as good.
No. Better linebacker?
Although I will say this, as Malcolm is the best of all them, the other safety was Corey Graham that year, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's Rodney. It was Rodney, my bad.
They're definitely not better at safety.
Definitely not better at safety.
So it's secondary as a whole better now than 2017?
I would take this secondary over that secondary. Now, look, Marcus Epps is a small sample size, but he is playing really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the corners are better than the other two corners.
Yeah, I mean, Slay is arguably the best player of either secondary. Malcolm's really, really good.
Right, but it was Darby and Mills, and they only survived because of the pass rush. The pass rush is better on 17. Yeah.
Who do you think is better, Slay or Malcolm?
No, Slay is the best player. That's my question.
You would lean that way with that secondary.
Love Malcolm. He didn't guard wide receivers.
Well, he didn't cover the number one receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I love him. So, he didn't cover wide
receivers. Defense is comparable, probably lean to the current team. What about offense?
Well, no, I would lean to the other team because I think the pass rush is way better.
Okay.
You think 17's pass rush was better?
Yes, than this year's pass rush. I mean, you had Fletcher in his prime. Certainly
deeper for sure.
Yeah. Now, the offense is better this year, I think, than they were in 2017. I think the receivers are better. Miles is a better running back than anybody they had at that point. Maybe as a whole better, but I think Miles is better. And, like, Jalen's played better through the first four games than Carson did through his first four games. Now, he has to keep it up, which is what Carson did. But through four games, he's been better. The offensive line is probably just as good. The tight end is tough. Ertz is really good that year.
Running back rotation, I'm not so sure I wouldn't take 17 over this year.
Mm-hmm. I would take this year's because I think Miles is far and away the best of those six running backs.
I agree. But
and Boston Scott's not bad.
Potential Miles is. We have the benefit of knowing that those running backs made it through the whole season.
That's fair.
Miles has only played four games at this level.
And really only
individually,
two.
He has more talent than LeGarrette. By the way.
Yeah, LeGarrette.
My goodness.
Yeah, what was that?
That was not. That's not a good look from LeGarrette Blount. But I think it's a fair argument.
I think it's a fair argument
when you look at the overall talent.
Wide receivers are much better.
Yeah, I think
Ertz Goddard's interesting because I think Goddard's that Ertz more was good explosive, though. But that yeah. Ertz was
you
one
also
of the
had
best
two,
tight ends.
Two
yeah.
other tight ends too on the like.
Oh, the tight end as a group
yeah.
was way
True.
better.
Yeah, Trey Burton and Brent Celek. Yeah, that's a good point. Offensive line,
special teams was way better then too.
Yeah.
Oh, way better. Yeah.
Way better. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a good one. Doug was awesome that year. Nick's been very good this year.
I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for his return and we wanted to shower him with praise and respect for what he did in 2017 and winning the championship, Doug coached a terrible game Sunday.
Yeah, there were some moments.
Especially
in the second half. It was really like a fourth down he should have gone for, and he
And the fact that he went for it on fourth down earlier in the game, right. We didn't need to. He was up 14-0. He let the Eagles back in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I thought the same thing watching it live.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, obviously what Doug did here was amazing, but who's a better coach, him or Nick? Like, I think that's an interesting debate as well.
All right, we'll come back.
Really?
You don't?
Well, Doug's the better coach.
Is he?
JG against Schwartz. I mean, you love both guys, Elliot.
I mean, it's just two elite coordinators right there, so it's hard to pick. I mean, Jim Schwartz clearly has the way
Frank
better resume.
Frank Reich and DeFilippo.
Yeah.
The staff. I mean, you know.
You're sure Doug's a better coach?
I'm sure the 2017 version of Doug Peterson is better than Nick Sirianni's 2022 version.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, one guy was calling plays, and the other guy is not.
Okay. I mean,
I'm an expert
that's
at
fair.
Football.
That's fair. I mean, Nick does build the offense and everything, but
I didn't say he doesn't have any. I'm with you there, but right. Still, the responsibility was still on Doug in games making those decisions.
Right.
Well, I'm just giving the guy who won the title.
No, I'm not taking credit from either of them. I don't think it's a slam dunk.
You want me to point out things to be critical of Nick.
No, I'm saying of the two, it's not a slam dunk. You're acting like it's not even a question. Nick has a better record so far than Doug did in 2017.
What was Doug's record?
I think that weren't they
three and one?
Oh yeah, well it's not 4-0.
Okay, let me see. Go through the wins. Who has the more impressive wins?
Who did they beat early on that was impressive?
I just said go through. Right. You're the one saying it like it's right. You knew
they beat the Giants barely, right?
Okay,
they beat Washington.
I think
the Chargers, they went out to the Chargers.
I think the Chargers week
they
four.
They did. They lost to Andy in week two.
Okay, none of those are impressive.
All right, well, there you have it.
There you go.
And all the Eagles wins have been impressive.
No, but the Eagles have won more games.
Elliot Shore Parks, everybody. Now, will you be doing Go Birds Radio this Saturday, or will you already be in Arizona?
Well, I'm down to do it.
Eagles have won one more game.
Yeah, exactly. One more, right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 4-0 versus 3-1.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you better.
Well, the record
just makes the record better. That's all it does. Yeah.
And we do know what happened at the end of 2017.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
2022 is not over yet.
There you have it.
And Nick made the playoffs his first year. Doug didn't make the playoffs his first year. But just saying.
Wait, we get
it. Might be Philly. It might be high hopes rating.
Goodbye.
He just needs something to debate about.
Goodbye. I know. It just started before 3:52.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. It's always a thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it. Coming up, Jerry Jones. What do you have to say about Dak's injury earlier today? You'll hear that, and we'll continue taking your phone calls. The Phillies clinched a spot in the playoffs. Your reaction, Mark Serene, 94 WIP. Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account. Click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. BetMGM.